Thank you. take it. Question. In my house where it is Lord, will we be like Caleb or will we? I'm asking myself that question. Am I going to be like Caleb or am I going to choose a life of comfort, a life of ease? Or am I going to be full of faith, full of courage, and wholehearted in our devotion to God? The second question is, what's your rebel country? Well, I'll have to consider that today. Perhaps you're in a country where neighbors have not, who don't yet know the Lord. Perhaps you're in a country's family who have not yet said yes to Jesus. Perhaps you're in a country where your friends are nice people, but people who are still not living for the Lord and who have not yet received his salvation that they need. Perhaps you're in a country is a perfect stranger and you're having trouble taking a walk. Whatever your real country is, we have this assurance that the Lord is a warrior. Let's say that together. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh, the Lord is his name. He leads the way in pushing back the darkness and shining his light. I'm going to invite the communion stewards forward. We're going to take communion here now. People coming forward. Get ready for this. As we're taking communion, some things we need to consider. Communion is about remembering and celebrating that the key battle for taking the hill country has already been won. Deeply, spiritually speaking, happened over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave. Amen. That was D-Day for us, but there's still some skirmishes yet to be won. But this is more than that. This is also about us. This is about the band of brothers and sisters that we get to take the hill country with as well. Now I encourage you that as the bread and cup are being passed around, just to consider where your heart is at with the Lord. Is there unfinished business with him? Is there things that need to ask for forgiveness for? Make chances with God this morning. If there's someone in this room or someone outside of this room even, perhaps you need to just abstain and make things right with them before you partake next time around. But make sure that you make fences with one another. There should be no level of thinking between our brothers and sisters here this morning. Because we're going to take the hill country together. Amen. That's what it's all about. Let's pray together and then we'll partake together. Lord Jesus, thank you for leading us into battle. And I recognize, Lord, that this is a very militaristic sort of approach to church this morning. And yet we do not live in a time of peace. Sometimes the battle looks like loving those around us, giving them a hug. Sometimes it looks like giving them a hamper. Whatever it is, Lord, we are standing up against the darkness and shining your light, Lord. The light that you've given to us, that you're reflecting off of us to the world around us. And we're so thankful that you want to use us to do so. And as we take communion, Father, I now help this to be. I pray that this will be just a significant moment for us as your people. Not just a piece of bread.